Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is March 25th, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. Toll free number to join us, 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening in Central Texas to the station that we broadcast out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ, you can call in to the local number at 836-0590. To all of our sponsors, listeners, affiliates, the great folks running the show there in the control room, thank you all for your support and making this transmission against tyranny in defense of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and our republic possible. Again, thank you. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a freedom lover, and both parties are bought and paid for by foreign banking interests, by foreign corporations. The nation has been taken. It has been took. It's the oldest trick in history to stage terror attacks as a pretext to destroy your liberties. While the nation's sovereignty is being dismantled, while our nation's borders are being overrun, while our very fabric is being decimated and incinerated, the government, the corrupt government, is telling you to worry about some foreign enemy or some creature under your bed, and if you don't give them total fealty and support, that you're going to be killed any minute. Well, we're here to expose the war on terror as a fraud, expose the war on drugs as a lie, just basically expose the entire system for what it is, a matrix-level lie. So, again, thank you for joining us. Going over just some of the news that we'll be covering in the next 2 hours, Ahmadinejad, or Dinejad, depending on how you like to pronounce it, is saying they're going to try the Britons for espionage, the 15 members of the British military captured on a small patrol boat out in the Persian Gulf. They're close to or inside Iranian waters. There's some argument about that. People are asking, why would Iran do this right now at this key time while these sanctions are being thrown on them, while the United Nations, the global government is sitting there preparing for more sanctions, which they've now voted for? Why would they do this? Well, we'll try to boil that down. Also, an interesting story out of the BBC concerning this. Iran denies UK access to the sailors, but Iran says that they pled guilty to being inside Iranian waters and said that it was a mistake. And rightfully so, the former head of naval forces for Britain, former ex-Navy Chief Admiral Sir Alan West, said that a confession in such circumstances meant absolutely nothing. I totally agree. When people are held by enemy forces, you cannot believe the testimony. They could have been tortured. They could have been intimidated. Now, of course, in the past, Americans or Brits would never accept this, but I say now it has to be. In fact, they could hold those British sailors for 4 years, publicly torture them, publicly hold their children and threaten to torture them. And then if the sailors come out and say that they were engaging in espionage, you've got to allow Iran to execute them. You've got to do it. Because if we're going to have those type policies, then we have to accept those. And when our troops get tortured by foreign lands, we can't say it's bad anymore. We've got to say it's good. When Hitler had people tortured, when Mengele tortured, we have to say it's good. When the North Vietnamese would capture our troops and our airmen and torture them severely for years, we have to now say that that was indeed what the good guys do. Because we're America. We're the good guys. Jack Bauer tortures every night on Fox. Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General's real memo, say torturing children is good, and that people secretly held and tortured for 4 years, confessing to things that is admitted now they didn't do, so what? Let's execute them. So this is the new freedom. Does that make any sense to people out there, what I'm saying? because you can't have your cake and eat it too. In fact, you don't have a microphone in front of you in there. Trey, you want to wheel one over to you? I know you didn't know you'd be on air right now, but jump across and wheel that around. I want to get just randomly your take in the studio. Do you see the point I'm making that they've captured these 15 British commandos on a naval vessel, but it turns out they're from the Army, one of them's female, and the former head of the British Navy saying, well, you know, they're held by enemies. You don't know what coercion they've been under. This confession means absolutely nothing. And I agree. You can't believe that confession, that they were engaged in espionage or were inside non-territorial waters of Iraq, were really the territorial waters or the extraterritorial waters of Iran. So how do you believe that confession, or how do you throw that out, though, when they can publicly say they tortured someone and threatened his sons, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, for 4 years? Now, that was admitted. Trey, does that make any sense?
Honestly, I don't know what to make of any of it because I've heard different reports from all. The first report I heard was that the people captured had already admitted to being there.
But see, the British and the U.S. government saying you can't believe that because they may have been coerced. But then when they admit they've coerced somebody and threatened their children, when the U.S. does that, though, we're supposed to believe it. See?
I understand the contradiction there. It's a pretty hard one to believe.
But Bush's amnesty plan is not an amnesty. It's just a total amnesty. See, I mean, it's just lying to us. So basically, I'm done talking about that area of Iran. Embassies in Tehran prepare escape plans, this out of the Jerusalem Post. These are all indicators that the bombardment may start sooner rather than later of the Islamic Republic. Iran rejects UN vote on arms, financial sanctions. So we're going to get into this later in the second hour. I'm going to set this aside in the stack, and I'm just going to give you an overview of some of the news we're going to cover when we get back, and then we'll go straight to your phone calls. The IMF has put out a press release. That's the International Monetary Fund. That is a private group of banks that lobbied our government about 50 years ago to pay tens of billions into their coffers a year. Then the private banks take your money and invest it in third world nations and leverage out the economies and blow out their economies by design. I've interviewed the former chief economist of the World Bank, who released thousands of pages of documents, Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, where they design all this. But again, these are the owners of the country, and yes, the owners of you and I and all the rest of us through the new corporate fascist state. They literally claim ownership of us. We can just realize that that's happening and decide to resist it, or we can just feel like we're free and powerful and swagger around thinking that drinking beer and sticking our bellies out makes us men. Or fighting for your country and actually knowing what's going on might actually be the better course, but hell, why do you want that? Why not just be a slave, huh? I understand. IMF to urge depreciation in dollar. The IMF has said that they wish to debase the dollar even further, to push the New World Order. They even, of course, are using those terms like globalization. And, again, for the general public here, you have no idea what that even means because you get your news from Jack Bauer on Fox. And we'll get into exactly what that does mean. Total, absolute treason against this nation. But, you know, your bank account's being completely devalued. You should be running around pulling your hair out angry, but you're not. I understand. You've been taught to feel like you're on top of everything and just say you're number one and just say it can't happen here, and then everything will be all right. Okay, I'm not going to get cynical today. I'm already about to start. I'm going to stop right there. The Democrats have introduced total blanket, absolute, complete amnesty for all illegal aliens in this country. Bush is greedily supporting it, and most of your neocon so-called conservative talk shows are doing their best to cover this up, because if they can just continue the hemorrhaging of our nation's sovereignty a little longer, the country will bleed to death and it will be over. And they will have victory for their New World Order, and you will have it publicly announced to you that you're a slave. And you, out of fear, will say that you suddenly support it, because as long as you feel like you're on the winning side, everything's okay. Okay. And new documents show Gonzalez lied to Congress criminally. But again, so what? Bill Clinton lied. We've been taught lying's good. We've taught our children lying's good. We're a banana republic, and we're going to live like that. So I'll go over his lies to Congress concerning the U.S. attorneys. And a lot more. The websites, again, are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Tons of news, your calls, all coming up. Stay with us.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back. And I know that we've got a lot of folks that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525. That's 877-590-5525 or locally here in Central Texas, 836-0590. All right. Instead of getting sarcastic, let me just mention some of the stuff that's coming up. Back on Monday, up on Infowars.net, one of my writers, Steve Watson, discovered a YouTube clip of Jim Cramer on this Wall Street Confidential show that was off the Internet. fact, they were just testing the clip. You just heard a second of it. We're going to play it later in the next half hour. And Jim Cramer's just admitting all the illegal things he did working on Wall Street and how it's just standard operating procedure. Now, I know this because I've talked to a lot of people high-powered on Wall Street. I know about this because I've actually studied how the world works. The Federal Reserve literally can have the stock market close within a few points of exactly what it wants. The Chicago Mercantile, the put options, the derivatives. I mean, there's so many different facets to this, and it's in the tens of trillions every day, and it is more rigged in many cases than a Las Vegas roulette wheel. And again, I listen to these mainstream financial shows and the rest of it, and they are literally, I mean, you might as well be living in the Matrix. It is not reality. It is not reality. I remember watching CNN back in 1999, 2000, hearing how great Enron was. Now, I knew from my sources it was a money laundering front involved in all sorts of trafficking and offshore money laundering. And we saw them bringing the assets out of it before they blew the company out. That was all staged. And then, of course, right after he got convicted, Kinley had a heart attack and never got sentenced. But, of course, everything's fine. That's small potatoes, okay? Global Crossing, Enron. But they don't go after those people to send them to prison. No, they go after somebody who got some inside knowledge that her stock might go down, so she dumped it. Martha Stewart. That's like claiming you're whale hunting. That's like claiming you're out, going after sperm whales or something, and you catch a one-inch sardine, and you claim you've got Moby Dick on the deck of your boat. Or it's like catching a mullet and claiming it's a 20-foot great white shark. I mean, it's a fraud. She did nothing. But that's what they do. They give you the illusion of they're stopping corruption, the illusion that they're stopping problems. In fact, I've seen two different articles in the Statesman yesterday. One that a child sex tourist sentenced, and it looks like he traveled the world getting videos of child porn. Horrible, sending to prison. I agree. But then on the front of the Statesman, juvenile terms under scrutiny. And it admits that, I mean, folks, this has been in the news for years. I've interviewed people that worked inside these prisons. What, they had a Wackenhut prison outside Austin a few years ago they had to shut down because the guards were raping almost all the women systematically and videotaping it. And now this is the Texas Youth Commission. I mean, I know former jail guards, people that quit and left because it was prostitution, folks. It wasn't they were just raping the children. Hell, they're selling them out the back door. 3,000 children are missing in Florida. It was in the news 3 years ago. You'll never hear about it since. Where 3,000-plus kids are missing in Florida, CPS took. And it turned out the top three people that ran the CPS there were convicted child rapists. I mean, hardcore, folks. Hardcore criminals, hardcore abusers. And so that's how it's going to work, you see. And it's not going to stop. The governor's not going to do anything. They're going to put some wind. This is what the founding fathers explained to everybody. And this is why I'm so upset. You're going to have criminals. You're going to have degenerates. You're going to have sickos in society. And it's always going to be a problem, and you've got to deal with it at a local level. But every time you get big centralized federal or state government, the criminals are going to take that over, and then they're going to carry out their crimes with impunity, and it's called tyranny. When criminals run government and can't be stopped, that's called tyranny, and that's more common than liberty and freedom. In fact, it's hundreds of times more common. Okay? It's real simple, and we're going into that right now. We're going into that right now. And no amount of ID cards and Raptor systems where parents have got to scan in to go into the schools is going to keep you safe from the predators on the inside. And those systems are being put in so they can have their way with your children. Don't you understand that, folks? And I didn't mean to get off on this. This is the problem. This is the problem with this show. I do a three-hour syndicated show weekdays. This is a great two-hour show we're doing. It needs to go to 3 hours. I haven't really pushed for that, but it needs to happen. Simply because I get in here and I literally have, let's not exaggerate, 30, 40, I don't know, maybe it's more than that, probably 40 articles that I want to cover. I could spend the next 2 hours on one of these stories. I could spend the entire show on one of these stories, and I just can't do it. I have the dollar plunging here, set to plunge even more. I talk to yuppies. They don't even know what currency value means. But some poor immigrant from Mexico does because they live in the real world. I mean, this country is just so spoiled. We had it so good because of our forebears. And we're just fat, dumb, and happy. Gonzalez should be arrested. Forget step down immediately. I have total proof of that. Caught red-handed with the actual memos. Lying to Congress premeditatedly. Huge news. My Charlie Sheen interview of a year ago, for some reason, got back in the news and was on, no exaggeration, 8 different Fox TV shows I know of, CNN, every channel, multiple times, MSNBC, CNBC, hundreds of newspapers. We're getting millions and millions of new readers a day just from this. Well, we know why it happened. Somebody leaked a New York Post, page 6, that indeed, I'd mentioned this, but I hadn't mentioned Charlie Sheen or Mark Cuban or Mike Berg or any of these people. I mentioned that I was consulting on Loose Change Final Cut, that it would probably be out in theaters in the next 6 to 8 months. I mentioned that a few weeks ago. But this leaked out. We know who leaked it out. And it got leaked to page 6, and that broke back on Thursday. And then it went completely supernova. That's my term when a story gets really big. All over the place. There's a lot of disinfo involved in this. They're saying Rosie O'Donnell is involved in it. She's not involved in it. She just went public on 9/11 being an inside job last week. And so that finally broke. And they can't even get people's names right in these articles. They got my name right. They got a lot of the other names wrong. I'm probably going to get Mark Cuban on my show next week. You also know him as the owner of the Mavericks. He sold his internet company for $5.7 billion. But, I mean, I've known about all this since before Loose Change even got involved. So later in the next hour, if I have time, I'll get into that. I've got a bunch of clips there. And then there's a story I want to get into. This has been laying around my house for a couple months. It's the December 2006 issue of National Geographic Saturn, as you've never seen it. Now, I don't really have time to read for enjoyment anymore. I mean, I may steal an hour a week. So I'm going to eat breakfast this morning, and I pick it up. And I know it's a propaganda magazine. Wouldn't call it liberal, I'd call it elitist. And I go and I sit down and I'm sitting there eating eggs, drinking black hot coffee. And it ruined my black hot scalding coffee. Nothing like it going down your throat, is it? And every page is pure evil. So we're going to come back, take calls. I'm going to get into National Geographic first, after your calls. Then I'll get into the dollar, everything else, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the sites. Stay with us.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. For folks listening on the East Coast, that's 5 to 7. We're out on the West Coast, 2 to 4 p.m. I guess Mountain, 3 to 5 p.m. There, all the time zones. Okay, let's get to your calls. They're all over the map, which is fine. I always love the grab bag effect, spin the wheel of fortune. Never know which direction you'll take us in. Let's go ahead and go to line 3 and talk to Chip in Seattle, because it looks like Chip Boy likes to disagree. So go ahead, Chip, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's Chip again from last week.
Yes, you disagreed last week.
But I figured I'd go ahead and move on a little bit, because I was looking forward to your new film that's coming out.
Okay, what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, as an anthropologist, I've been studying eugenics and biometrics for over 20 years, and so I'm definitely interested in things like what NIST is working on with the virtual reality and neuromorphic chips. I would recommend Googling how the brain works. They just recently had a conference. IBM, the U.S. military, NIST, and DARPA all getting ready to make these replacements for human brains and change people's behavior.
That's right. DARPA's come out and said that we're all going to be a hive mind and they're going to wire us all together, and the post-humanists, the trans-humanists say that we won't be able to have jobs or live if we don't join them, and that it's wonderful. But really, these technologies are universally going to be used out of the gates to subvert and dominate and track and trace humanity. But you don't have, folks, when you call in, you don't have to tell us what you want to call about. But if you do, give us an idea. They'll type a little line out of the side of your statement. With you, Chip, it says, complain about some of the dumb things I've said. So
yeah, I would like to say something.
Hold on. But I went to you first.
Last week, did you say that pi was divisible by 33?
No, I remember that on my weekday show. I was just talking about numbers. And no, I know that's not pi.
It's irrational. It doesn't divide evenly by any number. But I'm also definitely wanted to talk to you a little bit about you've been talking about the firefighters a lot lately, too.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Well, I wondered how much of the work have you done on actually listening to the firefighters' tapes?
I've listened to a lot of them. I put clips of firefighter tapes in one of my films. In fact, in two of my films, Martial Law has a lot of it.
Yeah. Do you have any recommendation as to where to get access? I got the 1,200-page oral histories, but I've been trying to find more.
There are hundreds of hours that have now been posted online, sir. Listen, I really appreciate your call. I've interviewed a lot of firefighters. I've played clips of other firefighters on other radio shows. There are just scores of firefighters, police and medical workers and emergency workers. So they were told to get back from Building 7 on 9/11. It was going to be brought down by controlled demolition. It was, quote, going to blow up. And that's in my film Terror Storm. It's in Martial Law. It's part of the record. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to TJ in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing today, Alex?
Good.
Thanks for having me on again. I got two issues for you today. One was Fox treatment of the whole Charlie Sheen, Loose Change. They just totally demonized the movement by saying we hate America.
Well, it's so-called fair and balanced, but let's just take O'Reilly. He had himself and then the Republican, he works for the Republican Party, and he has contracts for the Royal Saudis to run security, that Deedle character, to get up there. And then the other guy was on the payroll, the Democrats, and Al Gore, and puts out disinfo campaigns. So it's O'Reilly and two people calling us traitors, and five times on the show they said, we're like Hitler, we want to kill Jews, we hate Jews, Loose Change isn't about Jews, we never talk about Jews, but they just keep saying Jew, 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 Jew. In fact, when they had O'Reilly, Friday had Mark Cuban on his syndicated radio show, and that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We wrote an article about it. And he starts bringing up this Jew stuff, and Cuban goes, I'm Jewish. What are you talking about? There's nothing about Jews. They just say, you're Hitler. You deny the Holocaust. And we're going, what? This should be illegal, what you're doing. By the way, Al Gore and others just typed, the Washington Globe came out a few weeks ago and said it should be illegal to say human-caused global warming isn't happening. See, once they get speech laws passed on one thing, then they start moving it to everything else. Don't debate us. You hate Jews. I mean, I feel like America was lost the war, and we were Germany. You know, both my grandfathers were in World War II, but when you get done watching the news, it's like we're all Nazis and we're bad. If we have any I'm an American. Shut up, Bill O'Reilly, on government payroll. Just shut your fat mouth.
Well, that's the stigma they attach to it. You know, as soon as they put the Holocaust denial in front of anything, they figure people will stay away from it. Even with the global warming, anyone who speaks out against global warming, saying that it's going to happen with or without us, they're instantly labeled with the Holocaust deniers.
Well, that's it. But, I mean, take the BBC hit piece against me a month ago. Big BBC special. It ended with, this is like Holocaust denial. They, you know, this is like hating Jews. Every show you see, Popular Mechanics, wherever they're at with these, you know, Hearst Publishing, Government Front Group, in the encyclopedia, total disinfo, Homeland Security's family writing the article, totally staged. Just go research it, folks. It ends with, we hate Jews and want to kill Jews. I mean, this is nuts. It's like if I complain about my water bill and I call the city and go, this bill's too big. You hate Jews? Or like I drive through a hamburger place and my hamburger doesn't have tomatoes on it, and I pull back through and go, can I have tomatoes? And they go, what? You hate Jews? Or I fall down and skin my knee, and then a little bird lands and says, you hate Jews? I mean, it's really starting to get insane. I mean, it's making... But this is the good news. I've looked at the big message boards and websites where people are commenting on these stories. I mean, hundreds of news articles the last 3 days on this. And it's all just, we're sick of this, we're tired of this, we know it's not going to work. Address the facts, address the issues. We're going to cover that in the next hour. Let's go ahead now and take a call from Dave in New Jersey. You're on the air, welcome.
Hey, it's Alex. What's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, MySpace got hacked again, and so did mine.
Well, I mean, by our MySpace accounts getting hacked, I don't even really manage my MySpace account. I put it up 6-8 months ago. It's got, like, almost 30,000 members.
Yeah.
And it's just nothing but infomercials and crud on there. Because I run all these other big websites. I don't have an employee like I do over the... Oh, you know, I mean, I have multiple employees on some of my sites. I don't have a staff to just sit there and manage that. Go ahead.
The funny thing is that I keep on hearing that MySpace is, like, more heavily monitored by the NSA than anything. Is that true?
You know what? I don't know. But I know that they're taking a lot of the data and information that's there because it's owned by News Corp, which is basically the government, and that is being used to be culled. There's been a lot of reports on that.
Besides that, it's like they're, you know about, you know, I'm not trying to throw the site here, I'm just documentaries, .ws, and all these other, you know, the chat rooms.
No, it's fine, sir. Go ahead and make your point.
Invaded by people who are like, oh, anti-Alex. Alex is a, you know, the, what do they call that?
Listen, I don't care. I love it. I love the fact. Listen, for those that don't know about this, instead of saying, is it true, or are there disinfo agents out there, the federal government admits they spend billions every year paying for fake news, and they have private companies and agencies that create fake grassroots organizations that go lobby and literally finance staged rallies for events. They have tens of thousands of people on the payroll. There are thousands of members of the press on the payroll. Billions spent just on one program. I mean, they spent billions just to get Head Start rammed through with reporters being paid to come out and report for it. Okay? So, I mean, it's like concentration camps. People are always saying, my cousin knows somebody who saw a concentration camp. It's in the Houston Chronicle they're building FEMA camps for citizens. Just type civilian inmate labor camp program into Google. You'll get army.mil sub-website, where the Army admits that they've had Americans secretly in camps since the early 1980s, and it was declassified in 96, and they take federal and state prisoners and put them in forced labor camps. I mean, that's going on right now. Instead of just always wondering if something's true, go to the actual evidence. Find out about it. You know, it's like the national news says there is no North American Union, but in 5 minutes you could go find out it was signed in 2005 and we're inside it. A few people like Lou Dobbs will cover it, but they're counting on you not checking it out. They treat you like you're dumb. So that's how it works. All right, we're going to be right back after this quick break. Again, I'm Alex Jones. We may just suspend calls, though, because I got a lot of news I want to cover, and it just doesn't seem... we'll see what happens.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
We're back and we're live, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Man. All right, look, I know we got a lot of phone calls to get to. I've also got a guest joining us to analyze the latest 9/11 developments, and they're big. I've got all this news on the dollar, the Iran situation, the blanket amnesty program to legalize another 20-plus million illegals, which means curtains for this country, but most conservatives are worried about Ahmadinejad sneaking around in their closet as a vampiric creature. Remember that when you were a little kid, you'd be walking outside at night to throw something in the trash or something, and you'd kind of be scared in the dark and run back in the house? That's how legitimate the Iran threat is. The open border thing is absolutely deadly, folks. Like two semis coming down on a mom and a, you know, across the street with her baby. On wet streets, on black ice streets. But you're not worried about that, are you? Just Ahmadinejad sneaking around in the bushes with huge Nosferatu fangs. All right, let me just get to this first, okay? This morning, I already told the story, I grew up loving National Geographic, looking at all the pictures and the natives and the wildlife and everything, but I know it's total propaganda. I remember back in, what, 99, I had an issue of National Geographic because my grandmother, my whole life, has given it to me. And so I still get it. My grandma's still alive, now a great-grandmother of my children. Why am I covering issues that don't matter to the listeners? The point is, I have National Geographic. Because you'll ask, why do you subscribe to it? I don't. And I remember back in 99 seeing an article where it showed UN troops somewhere in the east, I think it was like Malaysia, guarding a UN biosphere zone with M16s, and it said they would shoot anyone that came in to the environmentally sensitive area. Now, we have UN biospheres here, too, 54 of them. And a whole bunch of other World Heritage sites, and that's how it's going to be in the near future here as well. We have the official UN documents. This is where the new environment crimes are going. They want to make it a crime to deny global warming is man-made and that you don't want to pay your global tax because that threatens the Earth like threatening the Holocaust does, you know, if you even deny that that happened, which I'm not discussing or debating. But see, they start with that thought. You can't have that speech, and now it's every other form of speech. And I knew it was propaganda, but I said, I can't help it. They won't have propaganda about the rings of Saturn and these new you know, color photos up close of Saturn. And it was spectacular. I spent about 15 minutes reading about the beautiful stranger, Saturn's mysteries come to light. And then I made the mistake of flipping back to the front. And I opened it up, and we're videotaping this for the local TV show, so I'll go ahead and show it to the viewers out there. And I opened it up to an ad by IBM. What makes you special is the headline. And it showed a marker board, white marker board, that showed Central Europe, or actually the Middle East, into Central Europe, Eurasia. And it showed migratory paths, all these arrows going out, and they know people are involved and interested in their genealogy. Now, I happen to really know what's behind this program. I happen to be making a film about this, and this is part of the film I'm making, 12-plus years of research. This is the coup de grace, the creme de la creme of what I've done, the penultimate of my work so far, the paramount. And so, you know, why should I even try to read this and explain it to you? It'll just sound crazy. Let's just put it to you this way. It's very chilling. This swab holds 60,000 years of history. They've got a Q-tip for swabbing. It says, where do you come from? IBM, the National Geographic Society, are gathering the world's largest voluntary collection of DNA samples to trace our ancestors' migratory routes. The Genographic project calls the novel IT solutions its field research and data analysis. IBM assembled a team of computational biologists, emerging technology designers, and project professionals to help make it happen. More than 150,000 people have already donated samples, interested in innovation for collaboration. Talk to the innovator's innovator. Call IBM to learn more or visit IBM.com/special. Now, I could tell you what this is all about, but I'm not going to tell you. You want to figure it out for yourself, Google eugenics, Google IBM Holocaust, IBM Nazis. Mr. Watson was top Nazi. When you see the famous photos of concentration camp victims with the ID number on them, you'll find out that those were for tabulation in IBM machines, computers, mechanical computers. And you'll find out that IBM's behind Applied Digital Solutions, the implantable chip. They are the biggest and most powerful corporation in the world. They're very secretive about that. You think it's GM or Google. It's not, or Walmart. They own thousands of front companies, and I have a lot of intel on this. And they are very serious people. I'm going to leave it to you there. The Third Reich didn't die, ladies and gentlemen, and they're in control. Okay, so I saw this with horror. I already knew about the project, but it reminded me of it. By the way, it was IBM that mapped the human genome. Remember that? Remember with the government? See, this is much larger. This is very, very serious. So I turn the page, and sure enough, they've got ads here for sleeping pills and serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs that'll totally damage your brain. And then next to that, they've got the lie, the push for a global carbon tax. There is global heating. It's not man-made. Thousands of scientific reports. Al Gore's out shilling before Congress. And so right next to the sleeping pill and Prozac ads, you have the Inconvenient Truth ad for his propaganda film. And then you turn the page, and they've got more propaganda. And then I came along to this. I thought, well, maybe, you know, I've gotten to page 12. Maybe I could read this. I said, Russian Christians in the Siberian steppes. I'll just read this. I can read this and not hear about propaganda. I'm actually trying to escape. I'm trying to read something that isn't laced with evil. So I start reading. And it says, Photo Journal, page 12. This is the December 2006 issue. Aftermath of history. Some of the world's most interesting and poignant stories never show up on the front page. They get tucked into the corner of page 23. And I'm reading that, sitting there kitchen table, and I go, oh, goody, that sounds like something I'd write. I like the stuff that's on page 23. That's really what I do on my show, is I cover what people aren't covering, and I keep reading. If they're all told, along the periphery of the old Soviet Union, I found places where the transition to the New World Order has particularly shaky. And it went on to talk about the world government, you know, New World Order. And if you don't know what that is, folks, you better find out. And so I thought, well, I'll just turn the page again. I deserve a little something here. I'll find something that isn't propaganda. And the whole thing, I sat there for an hour and a half. I read the whole thing. It's all propaganda. It's all laced. Every bit of it. Super high grade. National Geographic's owned by News Corp? I didn't know that. I'll have to look. Wow, that's interesting. I mean, I know they've done debunking pieces on myself and others. I know that they've been used for decades as a CIA front because it's a great cover as missionaries or anthropologists or photographers or media people for CIA fronts. And I know they've got a history back to the 40s with the OSS that the CIA grew into. But, I mean, folks, if you've got my eyes, which it isn't hard to get them, you start opening any major magazine, it is hell on earth, folks. I mean, no wonder America's going down the tubes. People read this stuff. It's not liberal propaganda. It's not conservative propaganda. It's elitist propaganda to neutralize you and to sell you on all these things that are happening. So there's that report. And then let me go ahead and cover this now before we break. It's a short story. It's the Daily Times. IMF to urge depreciation in dollar. Berlin, the International Monetary Fund, will say further depreciation by the U.S. dollar is needed to help correct global imbalances in its latest World Economic Outlook WEO report. Germany's Sudenstutz Zeitung said on Saturday, if you're listening in Germany, I didn't pronounce that right, I'm sorry. Sudenstutz Zeitung said on Saturday, quoting from a draft of the WEO, the paper said the Washington-based fund, private bankers that take your money, tax money, extraordinarily aggressive for a correction in exchange rates above all so as to reduce the massive U.S. current account deficit. The dollar, which slid to a two-year low against the euro last week, should continue to depreciate in the midterm while the yen and the Chinese yuan and currencies of oil-exporting countries in the Middle East should all appreciate. That's increase, the draft WEO report said. I've been reading the Financial Times of London for about 10 years since I learned how important it is, because they just tell you what they're going to do right in that. We're going to be totally third world. You are going to be controlled by how much debt you have. You're going to have the equivalent of debtor's prisons. And basically, America is gone. And they're going to totally devalue the dollar down to about 20% of what its value was about 6 years ago. And everything, if the colleges, you name it, is going to shift to police and prisons. You already see the ITT technical isn't for computers anymore. It's for law enforcement. And if we don't turn this around fast, literally, folks, you can abandon ship. And I'll wait till the country goes under before I leave. I'm going to try to fight to the last minute. But, yeah, you'll have to leave the country. And there's not many other places you can go anyways. It's a world government. All right, we'll be back with the second hour, totally jam-packed. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.